Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Struggle with Tanisha and Ryan. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Red River Culinary Exchange, which is now open. You can go down there and you can get a pretty classy meal for a decent price. So go check it out. It's in the Exchange District. Can't miss it. Big old building. How you doing, Tanisha?
I am okay. How are you, Ryan?
Not bad. How was the first week of school for you?
First week was pretty crazy. I'm not ready for school. I've done one assignment. And just because it was due today.
Yeah. Still already procrastinating one weekend.
Yeah, like it's hard for me to get in the groove now. Like summer was so short. I worked.
Summer wasn't that short.
Was so short. What did you? I worked all the time, and then before I knew it, it was like back to school.
Yeah, that's true. Like I worked full time too, but like on a calendar, it was pretty long. That was the longest summer I've ever had for school. Yeah. Like we ended mid April. And we started in August, though.
Before everybody else. So, like, university students haven't even started. They start on Friday.
Yeah, they started. Yeah, they start very soon. But we started a week earlier, which probably means we got out a week earlier, too.
I don't know, but I hope so. We deserve it.
Knowing our course, probably not.
We're going to be there till probably June. Yeah. I don't know.
How was your tournament? You had a tournament this long weekend?
Yeah. I am playing for the Red River Rebels, the women's soccer team, and we went to Minneapolis, which was good. Mm-hmm. But we ended up playing like the sixth best team in the States. That was in Div 1. And we lost like 8-1.
They showed you what the States is like.
Eh? Oh my goodness. And okay, here's the funny thing is the coach, we were in the elevator and the coach came up to me and he was like, so are you guys good? And like, we had an exhibition game and we did really well. So I was like, yeah, like we're okay. He's like, where are you from? How long was the drive? Are you good? How's your team? What's your offense like? And he asked me a million questions and I was like,
Was this the American coach?
Yeah. Of the team that was so good.
Scouting.
But we played the team the day before and then the team, we lost 1-0, I think. And then, so I was like, okay, the competition must be, because we were better than the team, but we just lost.
Had a bad game.
Yeah. And then the next team, this team where the coach was like asking me 21 questions, their team was like so good, sixth in the country. So, yeah.
Yeah. But you had fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
Learning experience?
Yes.
Team bonding?
Great.
You like the girls?
Yes.
Do they like you?
Yeah. Like I bonded with them. Yeah, we bonded.
That's good.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
I actually went to Toronto for the first time because I jumped on the Blue Jays bandwagon and my dad got some Blue Jays tickets and his Aeroplan was, he had so many miles. So we got free flights there and back.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, he went all out on the hotel and everything and it was good bonding with my dad.
And did they win? Son.
They won both games.
Perfect.
Like the day before that they lost 10-2. So I was so we're going there to watch them lose again, but they won two straight. So
it's
all good.
Is baseball like a big thing? It is in the States, but
in Toronto, well, Toronto's like the most American Canadian city. That's how I would describe it because they're into basketball. They have the only basketball team. They have the only baseball team.
True.
So right now, like Toronto sports fans are just on the bandwagon as soon as they're doing good. So Blue Jays are huge. The stadium was packed both games. But as soon as they start, if they start losing again, you'll probably see it thin out again.
Yeah.
But no, it was a good weekend.
Great. Okay, well, we are here today for The Struggle. We're here to talk to college students because, of course, we are. And we're here to talk about money or the lack thereof.
Yeah, it depends.
And I think what we should start off with is, like, student loans.
Student loans. Which, I do not have a student loan, so I can't help you with this
one. Of course, I already know, Ryan, that you don't have a student loan. Why don't you have a student loan? Why don't you tell everybody?
Well, I live with my parents, and Well, when I work during the summer, I try to put some money aside. And my parents have always said, if you're not in school, you're working full-time, which I do. And when I am in school, they'll help me. So I guess I'm pretty well off in that way.
Yeah,
I know some people don't get that help at all. It's all do-it-yourself. So I understand student loans. My sister has one. My sister's in law school, and she has...
So that's expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive. And she wanted to live by herself closer to school. Understandable.
So she doesn't live at home with you?
No, she has her own place in Osborne, and just a one-roomer. And she took out a $100,000 student loan.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry if you didn't want me to say that, but I did, if you're listening.
Everybody knows you're in debt now.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you're in law school, and she's in her last year, so she's going to graduate, if you become a lawyer, like the minimum you're making is, I don't know what the minimum is, but you'll be making good money in your life. So paying off a student loan, like, for her will probably take around 10 years maximum.
But I don't even, like, okay, mine is at just over 3,000, and that, like, gives me anxiety. Like, if I had a student loan any bigger than $3,000, like, I don't know what I'd do.
Yeah. I'm the same. I can't be in debt. Like, I don't like being in debt at all.
So, I don't know. Like, my parents paid for a couple years, and then a scholarship's covered for most of it. Like, you can apply for scholarships all over the place. Like, if you have certain traits, like, if you're a visible minority, which I am, there's, like, way more scholarships that are offered to you. If, like, I don't know. So, you just find them, you apply for them, and you get them. But this year, or last year I had $1,000, so I only had to pay a little bit of tuition. But this year I didn't get any. So, yeah, I had to put it on my visa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, long story short, this actually pissed me off big time, is my student loan, like, I said I was going to be a student for 2 more years. So they're like, okay, like, that's fine. And then my student loan, I started making payments on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to charge my student loan, like, for school, how much was it, $2,000?
Yeah, around there.
So I tried to pay with it with my student loan, and then it was, like, blocked. And it's still blocked to this day, like.
Because
apparently I didn't bring in proof of enrollment then that said I was going to be a student for 2 years. So now they thought that I graduated, or I don't know what they thought. So I started making payments on it. And then now I sent them 2 things of proof of enrollment, and it's still not fixed. So now my Visa card says, like, $3,000. But, I don't. It's just my student stuff, so hopefully I don't have to pay interest and they figure it out, because that sucks.
Yeah. Well, it's their job to figure it out, so.
Yeah, but, and... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, like, so many people are getting these government student loans now, and the government student loans, like, you don't have to pay interest on them. Like, that's that whole new thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what I want to do is I want to get a student loan, a government student loan, and then pay off my student line of credit, because that's, like, 4% interest.
Mm-hmm.
And then have this government student loan where I don't have to pay any interest. I don't know.
Well, you don't have a government student loan?
No, it's like a student line of credit, so it's like through my bank.
And when you signed up for that, you didn't know about this one, or it didn't exist?
You could get a government student loan, but you'd have to pay interest on it as soon as you graduate. So it was like this, and the interest, I think, was higher. So I was like, I may as well, because I don't need like $25,000 or $100,000 like your sister. So I didn't think it was important, but now you can get an interest-free one. Why not?
Yeah, true. But on the bright side, like, especially from Red River, you're base, like, not 100% guaranteed a job out of school.
Yeah.
But you can pretty, like, it's around 80-something percent.
Yeah.
So you can get into a job right out of school. And, like, my mom also did a student loan when she was younger. And I don't know how big hers was, but it was pretty big, because she lived way out in the country. And she wanted to move into the city, live by herself, pay for food, housing, school, transportation, all those things. So she had a decent sized student loan, and she was doing nursing. So she finished paying hers off in her 30s.
Oh, wow.
So, like, student loans are
That's so long.
Yeah, it's so long. Oh, but at the same time, if you're paying it off, you can set it up that every paycheck you get pays off a little bit of it. And if it's doing it by itself and you're not noticing, then, like, you can take your time on it.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
It'll go away eventually, and, like, there's no rush. Unless there's interest.
Well, it's just, like, to me, it's just the mind over matter. Like, even if I have, like, my Visa card and I owe, like, $500 on it, like, knowing that I owe $500, and let's say I have, like, $600 in my bank, like, I just know that, okay, I only have $100, like, when you think about it that way.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just don't like being in debt, and I just...
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We're very similar in that way. I try to keep my bank account above a certain number, and, like, I know people that'll go down to $10. They just spend all their money. And
I could never do that.
Yeah. Like, I always have to have, like, a decent chunk of money.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I start freaking out. And I have a savings account that I can't even touch, so that's good to have.
Oh, nice. Okay, but what would you do if your parents were like, okay, I'm not going to pay? Like, because you took a year off once you graduated, right?
I took 2 years off, and I worked full-time, which was the rule in my house. So I made money, and then I went to Europe and lost all of it, which was awesome, and it was worth it.
Was it worth it?
It was so worth it. But, if that happened, my parents kicked me out of the house. Please don't. I don't know. I guess I'd have to apply for a loan, and a student loan for sure. Maybe I'd try to move in with my sister.
Would you?
It's only one room, so she she probably wouldn't.
You have to get bunk beds.
Yeah, she wouldn't be down at all. But
yeah.
I don't know. I don't like to talk about that, because now I'm nervous. I hope they don't do it. But if I did, I guess you have to find a way. I mean, my bank history is good, so I don't think it would be that hard to get a loan. And banks give out loans so easily these days anyways, if you're a student.
Yeah.
You can just walk in and be like, can I have a, whatever, $5,000 student loan? They'll be like, okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'd figure it out. And I'm sure if you really need to get money, you can find a way to do it.
Yeah,
it's just, like, the mind over matter thing. Some people can't like, consciously take that money out and then be like, oh, I'll pay it off. Some people just can't have that pressure on them.
Yeah.
So I guess it's the type of person you are.
That's exactly how I don't know. I just don't like the debt. And one other thing is, okay, in CRECOM, we are the first year.
Tell them what CRECOM is.
Okay, so it's Creative Communications. And we kind of do a balance of journalism, advertising, public relations, and media production. And, okay, so for CRECOM, the years before Ryan and I were in CRECOM, all the equipment was at school. So your MacBook was at school, you could use the cameras, you could use everything like the school provided, all you had to do is rent it out.
Yeah.
But now, we are the very first year where we have to buy our own laptops, MacBook, of course, $2,215,
yeah.
I believe.
That's very accurate.
Oh, trust
you look,
me, I know.
You look at your bank a lot, don't you?
I'm very aware of where my money goes. And then we had to buy these DSLR cameras, and it could range from the T5i, Canon T5i, to a 70D.
Yeah.
And I have the 70D.
And there's like Mark 1, Mark 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have the 70D, and I got it for a really good deal. So I didn't have to buy the high-end one, but I did. And pretty much we dropped, that was more than our tuition, pretty much.
It was equal, if not more, yeah, for
yeah.
sure. Plus you have to get the cables, like those cables,
yeah.
and you have to get a SD card, which is like $50.
Expensive. If you
yeah.
got the big one that they asked for, that
mm-hmm.
was so expensive.
Oh yeah, it adds up for sure.
Tripod, microphones, like whatever you, like all those extra things that you never think that you need. A case, like my MacBook doesn't have a case, and I have one dent on the bottom right.
Mm-hmm.
But
I have a dent too.
Yeah.
It happens.
Whatever, it's character, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
chicks dig scars.
On your laptop?
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, so we spent, like, more than our tuition on this equipment. But here's the thing, is when I did my taxes that year, I was like, we had $300 worth of printing to do. I had all my receipts for all this extra stuff, textbooks, you know how it goes. So I had all my receipts, and I said to the lady, like, oh, yeah, like, there's tuition, but don't worry, like, I have these other receipts with all this money that I can claim, hopefully get something back. And she's like, nope, you cannot claim that. And I was like, what? Because that's more than my tuition. I'd rather claim that than my tuition.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, what you have to do is become, like, an independent business or something. Where, like, these are your supplies for your business.
Oh.
So if you did the freelance work, then you could claim it under your business. But
so, like, you can't say that you needed it for school?
No.
Like, they don't believe you? Or they just,
like,
they can't do that?
They can't do that.
Oh, that's lame.
But what they could have done, which I think, like, I don't know, we're public relations people, so I think we should do, like, a partnership or something. But, like, if the laptop and the camera were a part of your tuition,
mm-hmm.
then you could claim it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that, like, especially nowadays, a lot of courses are requiring you to have these things, like lots of courses, like there's a
DMD.
Graphic design, like stuff like that anyways, but there's a lot more courses that are available that require you to have these things,
expensive things, like
yeah.
they asked for the, I think it was the most expensive MacBook in the,
yeah, the MacBook Pro, and then like the most memory you can get,
yeah,
and an external hard drive too, which
oh,
is
yeah.
another $100.
Yeah, 120.
So yeah, that's a But at the same time, once we get out of school, like, that stuff will all pay for itself.
Yeah, and, like, we'll be set for industry standards and all. Like, I totally get why we need
mm-hmm.
it. It just sucked because at that moment, like, I kept every single receipt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew what I spent on everything, and I was just like, let's claim it so I get money back and go on a trip. But, yeah, she was just like, nope, can't claim it. But what you can do is, how we learned in advertising class, too, is, like, if you want to create your own freelance business, it only costs $200 to do that.
Oh, it's not hard, yeah.
Yeah, so I was thinking, so I'll do that. And then,
are you going to?
Well, if somebody gives me $200, then I'll do it.
You need money too.
Yeah.
Need money to get
make
money back.
Money, yeah. But so that was just like a huge, I don't know, it was a huge expense and I don't know.
Well, I still haven't paid my tuition, so.
You should get on that. Because
yeah.
Do you have to pay the late fee?
Now I do, because I'm late.
Why? Well, why did you pay it?
Well, because my dad was going to pay for it.
What?
Mm. Yeah, my dad pays my tuition too. Because I have a check on the way. Like, my parents paid into this. It's called Knowledge First, I think. And it's just something that they paid into every year while I was going to elementary school and middle school.
Okay.
And then eventually it builds interest. And then when you go into post-secondary, they send it to you.
Oh.
But they've been I can say bullshitting. It's a podcast. Okay. They've been bullshitting. So now I'm getting all of the money that I should have had last year and this year. And it's all coming and it's on its way. It's been on its way for so long. So once all that gets in, my dad will take it because he's been paying for all this stuff.
Yeah.
But he's been paying into something to pay him back. So I'm waiting for that stuff to come in to pay my tuition. And in reality, the late fees at Red River are super slack. Like, honestly, like, you
what do you mean super slack?
Like, I think it goes up $50 every week you don't pay it. That's, like, nothing.
That's, like, six beers.
That's okay, if you use beer as currency, that's different. But, like, if it's coming, like, I know I'm getting enough money to pay for it, and my dad's, like, a procrastinator, runs in the family.
Oh, I see.
So he's like, oh, we'll do it on Monday. No, we'll do it on Tuesday.
Is that how he sounds?
Yeah, and except he has a mustache, so it's more muffled. But yeah, like before the long weekend, he said he was gonna transfer me the money.
Yeah,
and I was like, okay, didn't do it, and whatever. Went to Toronto, forgot about it. Came back, he's like, oh, I'll send it to you when we get back. Hasn't done it yet, so I'll ask him tonight, and maybe I'll get him to sit down and actually do it.
Because, like, you could, I think you can do it over online.
Oh, yeah, you can do the whole thing online. You don't have to leave your couch.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have to do it, so.
He has to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you should, because $50 will add up. And, I mean, I would rather have that $50 for a cute top or something than late fees.
A cute top?
A cute top or six beers or whatever.
Six beers.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, maybe we should do you want to do why did I buy that?
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Weekly we're going to do a segment in our podcast where we find a stupid purchase that we made during the last week and basically talk about why we shouldn't have bought it.
Ugh, why did I buy that?
I guess I can go first because I was in Toronto. And I went to the Blue Jay store, of course, where everything's about $20 more than it should be because you're in Toronto and people are showing up there just to go to Blue Jays games. Okay. So everything's super expensive. And there was a t-shirt there that I could have bought like a week earlier in Winnipeg at a clothing store where my friend works who could have got me like 50% off this shirt. I could have got this shirt for like $15.
But instead,
I procrastinated and didn't buy the shirt. And
thanks,
then we went. Yeah, it's my dad's fault and his dad. So it's all down the line. But I went and bought this shirt. It was literally a blue t-shirt with the Blue Jays logo like ironed on. And it was $65.
Oh, wow.
And for a shirt I could have got for $15, like it kind of haunted me.
I don't know why. Like, I don't know why we do that. I think this whole like crappy spending.
Yeah, well,
like,
we're young, though.
I don't know.
It's all about, like, especially when you go to school and you see people wearing nice clothes, and then you feel obligated. Like, me, I've had this...
We're not in high school anymore,
yeah,
right?
I've had the same wardrobe from, like, grade 9. I still wear shirts that I bought in grade 9.
Do you?
Yeah. Which probably... Well, I don't like the look you're wearing. But I don't know. It's just, like, I've never been a guy to go out and spend a bunch of money on clothes, except this year. I went and spent like $400 on clothes.
Back to school shopping. Did you?
Got a new backpack, got two new shirts, new sweater, new jeans.
These ones?
These ones I'm wearing right now.
They look fantastic.
If you look closely into your microphone, you can see my jeans. They're brand new. This is a new sweater. What else did I buy? I got new shoes that I'm wearing. I got...
And did you buy that or did your mom?
I bought that.
Good.
Because I got my last paycheck from my full-time job, and it had all my vacation pay on the end, so it was actually pretty big. So I spent about half of it on that stuff.
New wardrobe.
Oh, and I got that new lens. I got a new lens for my Canon camera.
Oh yeah, you got a deal on that too. How much did you pay again?
I paid $400 for it, and retail it's around $1,200.
That's crazy.
But I worked with a guy who loves photography, and he's been collecting like lenses and filters and all this photography stuff for 5 years, and he said he had over $50,000 worth of equipment.
Oh my gosh, you should have got me something.
I can, yeah. He probably still has stuff for sale, so yeah, that's probably my dumb purchase. Is definitely a Blue Jays shirt.
Well, as we know, I was in Minneapolis, and we went to the first day we went to Mall of America. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about me is I cannot go shopping when my hair is up.
Okay.
This is going to be the weirdest concept to you because you're a guy and you don't understand anything.
Well, I have a sister and I was raised by my mom most
That's
of the time.
True.
So anyways, go ahead.
Okay, so let's see if you can relate. But okay, so we got there Friday night, so we went to bed and all of our games were at, what time were they at? Okay. Oh, this is just crazy. Our games were at 10 a.m., which isn't too early, right? Not too bad. But here's the thing. As a soccer coach, he's kind of like a military guy. So, like, we had to have breakfast at 6:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, it means, like, I had to be up at, like, 6. Maybe at the end of it, I was, like, waking up at, like, 6:28 and, like, coming down in my compression shorts and sports bra grabbing a muffin.
Mm-hmm.
But so we had to be up super early, and then we'd have breakfast, and then we'd have a team meeting, and then we'd go to the field, and then we'd have this warm-up. We do FIFA 11. That takes an hour, and then we'd have the game. So we were usually done the game around 12:30. Every morning it rained. And here's the thing about my hair, is when it rains, it like, oh my God, it turns into an afro. Like, it just starts frizzing. So I was like, oh my God, like, I didn't want to be the one girl that's worried about her hair. Everybody has a messy bun, but they're all blonde hair.
Yeah, you should explain, like, your ethnic background for people that haven't met you before.
If you don't know, I am half Jamaican, half Mexican. So that is like crazy personality and crazy hair.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just afro 24/7. So I straightened it all nice for the tournament because I thought it was going to be sunny and nice. Like, Winnipeg's been beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8 hours away. I don't know. I just assumed. I didn't even bring a sweater or a raincoat. But okay, so my hair is huge because it rained. And then I'm sweating and it's just gross. And I brought my hair straightener. So I was like, I'll just straighten my hair before we go to the mall so I can buy some cute things. And my hair straightener blew up.
Like, exploded?
I plugged it in and, like, I kind of smelled burning. And I was, okay, what's that burning smell, you know? But everybody had their hair straighteners on. We had rooms that all connected. So, like, put 8 girls in a small area. It's just hair straighteners and sweat and sweaty shin pads. Like, that's what you smell.
So turned on.
So it's just the worst. And so my hair straightener blew up. So I didn't have one. And then all these girls, again, are blonde. They have the softest hair, no curls. So I was trying to use their hair straighteners. But
yours is like heavy duty? Or
mine
what?
Goes to 450.
You can put steak on it.
Yes. So theirs go to like 120 or something crazy like that. So it's not going to straighten my hair. So anyway, my hair was in a bun. Long story short, my hair was in a bun because it kept raining and I had no hair straightener and whatever. So we go shopping and I'm trying all these cute tops, these dresses. There's a lot of really good deals. But I pretty much bought these track pants that I'm wearing now. They're like Adidas soccer pants. Classic. But I have to say my dumb purchase was these heat pads. So
okay.
Tell me if you've ever seen them. There's like this tiny kiosk and this guy says like, hey, like, you guys want to check these?
Oh, okay. It's one of these guys.
Yes.
Okay.
And I got suckered into it. So he calls us over. There's like, how many of us? 11 of us circled around his kiosk and he's showing us these heat pads. By this time, we've already had 3 games.
Mm-hmm.
We're all aching, like ice bath every night. So sore. Can't even do stairs. And then he's like showing us these heat pads where you click this metal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the gel on the inside turns hot. Like, you know, that's all you do is click this metal thing.
And then it's reusable?
Yeah. You
okay.
have to boil it to reset it because it's like this chemical thing. He tried explaining it to me. I have no idea. But anyway, so you click this metal thing and then it turns really hot. And he gives you a massage and you're like, holy crap, I need to buy one of these because they're just amazing.
So he gave you a free massage?
Yes.
So wait, do you put the heat pad on and then get a massage?
Well, he gave me a massage to like entice me to buy it. Like, it was all hot, and my shoulders were so achy. I was like, oh, my goodness, that feels so good. And he's like, yeah, you just click this metal thing, and da-da-da-da. And
yeah, I feel like if you're going to be doing sports, though, that's not that bad of a purchase.
But
I feel like you're going to use – you must have bought something dumber than that.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay, there's more.
Here's the thing.
Wait, there's more?
Okay, so he says to me, he's like, oh, yeah, like, buy this. It's really good. And I'm like, okay, sweet, I'm going to buy it. And then he goes, but wait, if you guys all team up and buy – more, you'll get a better deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, guys, like, let's team up and buy some more. So we ended up buying like 6 all together.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, wait, if you buy one more, it'll be even cheaper. So I bought one for my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, wait, you could buy these little ones for your mittens.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh my goodness, that's the best idea ever because it's so cold.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
But don't you get a ride to school every day? When are you ever outside?
Well, I'm busing a little bit more often here, but. I don't know, like, if you go skating at the Forks, you can slip them in your mittens.
That's true.
Oh, my. And then, so I bought 4 of those, and it just escalated from there. So I'm just.
How much money did you spend on it? On heating pads?
I spent almost $100.
Okay. That is ridiculous.
It's pretty ridiculous. Because, like, who needs that?
You win this week. You win this week.
Yeah. But next week, I'll bring them. So when we're here, we'll have these heating pads. And you'll be like, actually, that's the best purchase you've ever made.
Yeah. And we'll bring in a guest to give us massages while
we. Yes. Maybe that guy will fly him in from Minneapolis.
That would be the dumb purchase, is flying in and kind of massage us during our podcast.
So that was probably my dumb. But even then, I spent $100 on it, but the exchange rate.
Yeah.
Note to college students, do not go to the States to buy stuff because you think it's cheaper, because the exchange rate will rip you a new one.
Yeah, that's 100% true. What is it? It's like 75 cents right now.
No, when I was in the States, it was 67 or something crazy like that. I was like, oh my goodness. But we all kept shopping. Like, it didn't stop any of us.
Yeah, that's a good tip if you're going anywhere, not Canada. Because when I went to Europe last summer, I went to England, which I used to live in England, so I should have known this. I knew that English money is more expensive than Canadians.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how much it was at that point, and it was double.
Oh my
so
goodness.
I'm using my credit card for a lot of stuff, so I'm not even like, it's not like paper where I can like keep track of how much money I'm spending. And I went to a wedding and it was cash bar, so I'm paying for every drink I bought.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, oh whatever, $5 drinks, like £5 it's called. So like £5 drinks, whatever, and it's $10.
Yeah.
And I'm buying food and I'm buying train tickets and all this stuff in England, and I'm like, oh, I only spent this much money in England. Then I look and I'm like, oh, it's double.
When you get back? Or did you
notice? Like, I got to, we got to Paris because we took the channel, underground bus. And I'm looking at my bank statement and I probably spent half my money in the first week of my trip. So.
And that's all the money that you had from your 2 years.
Yeah.
Like,
and I put it all in my Visa and then I got back and I slowly paid it off. But yeah, just make sure you check your exchange rates because I almost had to cut my trip short. And my friend that I traveled with, he ran out of money.
Oh my gosh.
Like with 3 days left. So I had to pay for him for like two trains and like two nights stay.
Okay.
So,
see, and here's the difference between me and you. It's like, that would never happen to me. Like, I think I'm ultra aware, but even when I went to Florida, the same thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. It's like travel brain though. Like, you don't think about it and then you just.
Yeah. I'm too relaxed when it comes to my money.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know people that are way worse than me, but I also know people that are way worse than you going the other way. Like, they care way more about money than you do.
But here's the thing. It's like, in the grand scheme of life, like, money, what do I always say? Like, whenever I do a big purchase, like tuition, and I feel like I should regret it, I always just think, like money comes and goes.
Yeah.
If you think about it, like,
it's just a number.
It's just money.
Yeah, money is money.
I mean.
It's pretty important. Like, I know what you mean. It's pretty important,
but
a lot of people don't have a lot of money and have way more fun in their life than people that have a shit ton of money and have terrible lives. You know what I mean? So, but being a student, it's pretty handy to have money, especially if you want to have a social life and you want to go out to eat and you want to buy a new microphone, in our case at least. I guess our course is different than 98% of courses in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
But especially we're majoring in media production, so we're going to have to buy a lot more equipment than most people.
Equipment and stuff, yeah.
So that money is important there, but at the same time, it is just a number. And we're going to, that was our dumb purchases segment, but we also want to do one with our last thing we bought. Do you have that ready?
Yep. Okay. So we're going to go here. I hope I can
Mine's not bad. I'm pretty proud of mine. So.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me just check it out here. Okay. So I'm with RBC, which is weird because I don't think I know any other student that's with RBC. I don't know if it's a huge deal or not, but I'm with RBC. So let's just see here. Oh, I have Subway for $10.
Mm.
I have Tim Hortons.
Don't you have coupons though for Subway?
Yeah. Remember we had lunch together that one day?
We had lunch together. I made you go get it and bring it
to
me.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like fundraising for this Minneapolis trip that I've been talking about, and then you pay $20 for this coupon thing, and then you get $10, or I get $10 towards my athletic fees, and then you get this coupon thing with the millions of coupons. Ryan didn't buy one to support me, but I bought one to support me.
So you didn't really.
Oh my goodness.
That evens out to zero if you spent $20 on yourself.
I know, but here's the thing, is like the coupons are really good. So think about
every time
I buy Subway, like I actually save money.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I had like a thing that was like buy 1 foot long sub, get one for free. So Ryan and I went halfers on one. So that was a good buy.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. You'll owe me though. And I have here physiotherapy for $23. And the movies. I went to the movies and saw No Escape, and that was $22.
And that was good, you said?
Amazing. Yeah. Really good movie.
I might go see that tonight, actually.
Yeah, you should. Even though you have a thing about Owen Wilson or whatever. But
I just can't picture him being not funny. Every time I see him, I want him to crash a wedding. So
you'll love this movie, trust me.
All right.
Okay, so what are your last purchase. Oh, and I should say, too, my bank account sits at $401.72.
Wait, what was yours again? Sorry, say that again. I didn't hear you.
My bank?
Yeah, I actually didn't hear you.
$401.72.
Okay.
And I have a student. Well, my visa is high, but let's just say I'm about $3,000 in debt. So I'm in the negatives.
That's
in the
okay.
long scheme of things.
You know what? Most students are. It's okay. My last purchase is Jay's shop, where I bought that shirt.
Oh, yeah?
So that was like $70. Hockey Hall of Fame.
What'd you buy?
I didn't buy anything. It's just it cost money to get
it. Does
in.
It?
Well, no, it's super cool. It's super cool. It's like, it's $18 each. It's not that expensive, but I bought my dad too.
Yeah.
So that was awesome time. Hockey Hall of Fame. You should go there if you're in Toronto.
I think I've been there, but it was free when I went. I don't know if that's
a Were
thing.
You with like a class or something? Or
Yep.
That's probably why. It's probably like a student class deal or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my last two big purchases. Other than that, it's just beer and food. Lots of Tim's.
And didn't you go for lunch today too?
Yeah, I went to...
You went? Have you brought a lunch yet?
No.
Since we've been in school?
That's the thing about me. I live with my parents, and my fridge is always full of food. My mom buys food for me to take for lunch, because my dad also makes his own lunches, and I never make my own lunch. I stay out until like 11:30 midnight. I come home and I go to sleep, and I wake up with 0 minutes to spare. I roll out of bed into my car and go to the bus stop. So I never pack my own lunch. So I am at Red River. There's something called the Merc Dog.
No, not the okay. The Merc. No.
I give the Merc Dog a shout out here because
no, don't ever get a Merc Dog.
Let me.
Okay.
They're 250 and they're like half, more than half a foot long, and they'll fill you up. And they're 250 and you can get a bag of chips and a drink for $5 with it.
Okay, so share with them the after effects of a Merc Dog.
The after effects, okay, they taste good enough that the after effects don't matter. But the after effects, there is after effects. And they are extremely garlicky breath, would you say?
Just Merc Dog breath.
Just like hot dog, like.
Almost like a Costco hot dog.
Yeah, it's just like, and you can feel it in your stomach. It like, you can feel like the fumes. And like every,
that's like the worst.
Every burp you have is just, it's ridiculously potent. And it lasts for probably about 5 hours. Even if you brush your teeth or mouthwash, it's just there. But other than that, if you ever want to like go on a date or talk to a girl.
And which you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, but I haven't eaten a Merc Dog around her yet. So I'm going to keep
But you're going to have a Merc Dog at school and then you're going to chill with her.
I'm going to start my timer after I eat it. So I know when it's safe to talk to girls. But yeah, it'll give you terrible breath. And like you'll be gassy.
Oh, really?
But other
you
than
put a disclaimer when you buy it. Like, beware of Merc Dog side effects.
Yeah. Oh, hold on.
Because, I don't know, these Merc Dogs, I don't know, 250, no.
Hey, we're talking about students on a budget here?
No, you have other options. Get your mom to, you should get your mom to make your lunches.
She won't do that. Like my,
she already buys it. She already.
Yeah, but my mom works and she does enough for me. And she'll never make, like, she used to make my lunch, but I don't even want to ask her. And, like, to me, I like, going to school in the exchange district, like, it's so hard not to go for food.
I
feel like even if I had, like, a homemade sandwich, I'd probably eat it and be like, I can go to King's Head and get some fries.
Yeah.
Or I can go to the Poutinerie.
Yeah.
Or Pita Pit. Or Shawarma.
Lunch.
Or today I went to King and Bannatyne, which is, like, the greatest sandwich you'll ever eat.
Did you have the Burger Fest? Is it still on or is it
No,
on?
That's over. That was last
oh.
week. But yeah, apparently their burger was crazy too.
Because it had the donuts as the buns.
That was the Bronuts and what's next to Bronuts? I don't think it's King and Valentine.
Oh, I could be wrong.
Oh, what's it called? Anyways, that's over now. No more burgers for till next year. yeah, I went to King and Valentine today and like super good. I recommend it to anyone, but not the cheapest. Like one sandwich and a drink was $14.
So you had a sandwich today?
And the sandwiches aren't that big, but they put so much meat on them that you'll be full. But they were really good. I went with a couple classmates.
Nice.
Yeah.
But I think we should start like a bring a lunch. I don't know, there's no weekday that starts with a B. but if there was, like, one day a week, make sure you bring a lunch. Because like, you save, one time I actually calculated how much I was spending on, like, I used to have a blog that was kind of about, like, money and stuff. And one time I wrote down in a food diary, but, like, not what I was eating, but how much I was spending on what I was eating. And it was, like, I think one week I spent over $70.
Oh, that's all I spend my money on.
Which is huge, because, like, I make about $650 bi-weekly.
Mm-hmm.
So minus $140
mm-hmm.
for 2 weeks. Like, that's crazy. I don't know what that is, but
yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, all I do is spend money on food. So if I do... well, actually, if I only spend money on food, then I'm probably okay. Like, I don't buy cute tops or, like...
But think
about it. 450 Fahrenheit, whatever, hair straighteners that explode on contact.
That's true. But, okay, think about it. If you took that money that you spent on food... on a cute top or on your girlfriend or on whatever, that's a lot of money that you can spend on that. But food is like in and out. You have nothing to show.
Well, a smile.
And a Merc dog burp.
Dog. Okay.
That's all you get
from it. I
could
have Merc dog every day for the rest of my life and I'd probably never lose money.
No.
But I'd lose friends.
Yeah. Those Merc dogs are something else.
Okay.
No.
Well, I guess we can wrap it up now.
Yeah, and I guess if you guys take away... anything from today, no Merc dogs, don't shop in the States because the dollar sucks, and
money is just a number, throw that one in there.
Money is just a number, who cares?
Except the bank cares, and you should care.
And get a government student loan because they're interest free.
Yeah. And this will be a weekly podcast, so please tune in every week, and we'll change our subject every week. This week was money and being a broke student. They're all going to be student related, so... listen, well, I don't know. Do we know what we're doing next week yet?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But I'm sure we'll get some inspiration from the crazy
so
guests.
We're going to leave you a cliffhanger because you don't know what we're doing next week. Thank you for listening to The Struggle with Tanisha and Ryan. Tune in every Friday. And remember, the struggle is real.
But you're not alone.
Peace.